So this evening we have a great, great speaker. If you don't have pen and paper, make sure you go grab it. You have a few seconds here to grab that. So without further ado, I am going to introduce a friend. He's a minister, recording artist. He is a Fast Track SC, EC, and multiple five-star winner. Please welcome executive consultant Jake Hughes. Jake? You there?
Hey, Amber. Yes.
Hey.
Yes. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. And thank you so much for being on tonight. Now, the first question is, I don't know if a lot of the Ambit land out there knows you. Can you kind of tell us how you got started with Ambit Energy?
Yes, definitely. First of all, I want to give just a couple of quick shout outs to you, Amber, and Debbie Gardner. You guys, you know, kind of was one of the kind of first people to come in the business in Indiana. And, you know, if y'all hadn't made a decision that you guys made, I would not, you know, be in this business. So, you know, I just want to give you guys a shout out. And Richard and Mary Mueno, who, you know, put together this amazing call to this company, amazing company, best company in the world, in my humble opinion. But yeah, it definitely, this business has definitely changed my life, changed the life of my family. And I literally came in as a favor to my sister. And I always tell this story because it's interesting, because I had done another kind of company prior to Ambit, and I was completely turned off with these kinds of businesses or whatever, you know how you call them, these kinds of businesses. I was turned off because I had to work so hard. So my mind was completely, you know, away from doing this anymore. So I, you know, as you said, as the minister, did a lot of outreach work in the community. I started in the field of not-for-profit. I was a teacher, and I was an Uber driver just to get by, because a lot of people know when you're working, your job stands for just over broke, and I was just over broke getting by. It was a very tough situation, so I really had a strong need, because I hated just to kind of pay bills or get make ends meet. I had to go out and drive all night, talk about being time broke, three jobs, plus you go out all night and Uber drive just to, pay certain bills and do certain things that you want to do to get the extra here and there. So it was definitely a very trying time. But again, I was not going to, do these kinds of business anymore. I was willing to just do what I had to do to get by and hopefully be able to get ahead through those particular jobs or opportunities. When my sister approached it with me, to me, I avoided her. To be honest with you, I wouldn't have came in the business if anybody else would have approached me with the business, anybody. It didn't matter who it was, because, it could have been Tien Bui himself, and I wouldn't have came in the business, because I was so not interested in being in the, quote unquote, what I deemed as these types of businesses. But I chose to come in as a favor to my sister, and I just, I didn't really think anything about it. To be quite honest with you, when I came in the business, I didn't even know what an Ambit was. And when I came in the business, I still didn't know what an Ambit was. I just knew I was doing a favor for my sister. Even when I came in, she had helped me with my bills or whatever, to put them in. Of course, we served the NIPSCO gas market. And, a couple of weeks later, I seen a check in the mail. And I think that's one of the things that turned my mind, because I'm thinking to myself, I have never made a check, this easy ever, really. It was so simple to get my first check. So it was that's what kind of woke me up to think, what's this Ambit thing again? And what's the yellow, this orange and white envelope I have in my hand? What's this check? What does this mean? I mean, I didn't know, but my mind became inquisitive about the business when I saw the first check. As I say all the time, I literally did run it through my bank to see if the check was real, because you know, it was such a simple situation that caused me to get the check. You know, you get them checks in the mail all the time. That's phony. And I just didn't want my heart broken. So I had to go and figure out the check was real. Once I realized it was real, then I wanted to see what this business was all about. I, you know, went to the house of, you know, executive consultant now. She was senior consultant then, Erica Luga, and, you know, sat in her home meeting and sat on the high chair and listened to her break down the business, break down the proven system, break down the structure, break down how simple it is. It's not easy, but it's a simple business. You know, the opportunity, the way that you make money, the only two things you do in this business. And I couldn't help but to think, you know, if I was able to make this check, you know, literally just doing a couple of bills, hardly anything, what happens when I completely focus and engage myself into the process of building this business, put everything I can into this business? What would happen if I just, you know, went on the whatever it takes plan? What would happen if I fully engaged? What would happen if I became passionate and my heart was fully engaged into building the business, you know, what would happen, you know? And I decided that day that, you know, that literal day that I was going to go hard with this business and see what would happen. I mean, go hard. So I quickly after that got to regional, and then, you know, a couple of months later, fast-tracked to the senior consultant level in the business. And as I was working the business, I you know, and when I got to the senior level, I, you know, every point in place I got to in the business, I had to make a decision. Am I willing to go higher, right? Am I willing to, you know, what they call jump? And I don't know if y'all ever seen that video, jump and take it to the next level. So I did. I jumped. I quit my job. The last day on my job was when I flew out to Ambition 2017. I decided to jump and do this job, fully engage into it. We got an office over in South Bend, Indiana, in the RE/MAX building. We fully engaged in the process, and we were full throttle to build this business. And my last day working was August of 2017, August 31st. Came back from Ambition, fully engaged in that process. 7 months later, 7 to 8 months later, I think it was promoted to the executive consultant level, and it was definitely an intentional goal to reach that level pretty fast. And I knew, you know, I had to make certain decisions and make certain sacrifices in order to achieve that particular level. And anytime you want something, you are going to have to sacrifice. And I realized that it took sacrifice, but, you know, the reward is worth it. You know, with every process, with every promise, there is a process. And you have to trust the process and trust and engage in and fully, you know, be active, be fierce in that process. And the goal was reached. The goal was reached, and we're still trucking along in this executive code, and I'm super excited about it.
Nice. Thank you, Jake. Mike, the next question was going to be, what was the moment that you realized Ambit was it for you? You may have already answered that, though. I believe you did answer it, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, it was. It was in that house that day. With Erica, absolutely. Erica, she has a way of explaining things that's super duper just bottom line, you know.
And
I love
she does.
That. I love when she just gets to the point. She tells it like it is. She gives it to you straight, no chaser. And I like that, you know, because it made me believe that I could do this. It made me believe that I could do it. And to be honest with you, I looked at Erica. I was like if you can do it, I can do it, you know. And I guess, you know, the lesson in that is, you know, you as a leader, people will only do what you do more than what you say. And so at that particular time, you know, Erica quit her job, and she was doing it full time. Her and Gibson, I guess, was still working at the time, but she had quit, and then you guys had quit. I mean, y'all all were just going full throttle with the business. business. And I truly admired that. So it gave me something kind of to reach up to and look up to as a marker for some of the things I knew needed to be done to be successful, because you guys represented and still represent the marker of true success. And I knew that because she was doing that, it was possible for me to do. And
right. That's
when I saw it. I saw the business. I was, you know, I tell people all the time, I drank that Kool-Aid, that good Ambit Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
And it's orange.
The glass isn't half empty or half full, Jake. Just drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid, you know. And
drink it,
and
yeah.
To be honest, that means that you see it. You see it. You're sold out to it. You know, a spiritual guy, I believe that God had brought something supernatural in my life.
Yes.
That it was up to me to make a full, unadulterated, a solid decision about, you know. And when you make a solidified decision, there's nothing that can pull you from that. When you have the resolve in your mind, you're willing to sacrifice, because you know this is something that's meant to happen. This is a business that was brought to you. This is nothing that's a fly by night. And that's kind of how you treat it. You have to treat this kind of business with that kind of care, with that kind of focus. And when I did, some great things happened.
Yep. Hey, Jake, can you tell us some of the sacrifices that you made?
Absolutely. One of those sacrifices was, you know, quitting my job, you know, and really, really focusing in on the business, still having to be the main breadwinner at your home, but also having certain things to kind of feed and filter your business. You got to pay for a lot of things within your home, and sacrificing not having another job to fully focus on a business that you believe in. That was one of the sacrifices. That time, you know, because a lot of people are time broke. What a lot of people don't realize is it's not that the business doesn't work, it's not that you're not working it, meaning time, putting the time and the effort and the energy into it to have that accelerated success. And I knew that quitting my job would give me the time to focus in on this business because I believed in it so much. Another thing that I focused on was really, you know, one of the things that Brian McClure said, you have to truly bury yourself in the success of others, and your success is a byproduct of that success. So, you know, I sacrificed myself by burying myself in the success of other people, meaning when they, you know, went to the next level, I helped them. I fully engaged with them, and a lot of people don't know that is a sacrifice, because you have a lot of options in this business, right? You can be, you know, selfish and, you know, and do stuff and directly, you know, like for example, you can directly sponsor, or you can help your team, you know, and really mm-hmm. help them, teach them, you know, be a resource for them, and you will definitely be successful quicker, but it's a sacrifice to do that, especially. And I don't know how many senior consultants we have on here that's pushing and pressing and grinding to get to executives, but you know, for all of those who are executives, you get to that place in senior code where it's like, man, it's like, my God, I'm dealing with, I'm helping everybody. I gotta help myself, but you know, you're right at the finish line. You know, I call it senior purgatory. You're going through it that last couple of consultants. You're helping your team. You're doing everything you can for your team, but you're sacrificing for the well-being and the growth and the success of your team. And that's one of the things that we talk about even on our team now, the certain sacrifices that you make in order to be successful. You have to help. You literally have to help others. and the more you help, the quicker you become successful. Your help and your engagement and your push and helping them and your sacrifice will literally bless you, right? Another sacrifice was, and I tell this to people all the time, is I sacrificed information. You know, I was the person that truly believed in telling my team everything. I have one senior, he's about to be executive. His name is Jamal Riley. He's out of Indianapolis. We have a great Indianapolis team that's really pushing and moving in the business. We go in as far as information because, you know, without information, I feel like, or vision, you know, what the Bible says, the people perish. And you give the people vision by giving them proper information, full unadulterated information, so they can have all the tools necessary to be successful themselves. Even if it's at the, I guess I would say at the expense of yourself, you sacrifice information, you give it to them because you want to see them as successful, if not more successful, than you. You know, and that's really taking a kind of a backseat to yourself. You know, a backseat to your because at the end of the day, it's going to help you to be a blessing or give your team all the information. And and another reason why I say that, a lot of people, you know, don't sometimes. They don't, you know, give people information or tell. I'm not like that. And I think that's one of the secrets and one of the things that I really do. I give my team everything. If they want it, I'm going to give it to you. And we're going to grow it, and we're going to be successful. And if you do what you will with the information, but you can't say that you weren't taught or you weren't educated about the full construct of how to build your business and be successful within the system of this business.
Right. Jake, you know I love talking to you. I talked to you for a while yesterday. Jake's the kind of person that if you're feeling like, man, I'm stuck or something like that, he has some great words of wisdom, and I would like to bring that out. What is the best advice you can give to a new consultant or someone who feels like they're stuck?
Yeah, we did have a good conversation about that. A couple of the things you want to do, even as a leader, is you want to challenge, you know, your people. Let's say you're dealing with a person who's feeling like this stuff. Well, you know, you have a conversation with them and you challenge them and you hold them accountable. You know, two things that I literally just told somebody this the other day, and I told them there's two things that you have to be, and I was talking to their leader and I was talking to the consultant. I said there's two things that you have to do in order to execute. Like, you're a regional right now and you're the senior. You know, you as a leader, you got a responsibility to this regional to help them get to the next level. And two things, you have to be regional because you're stuck, right? You have to be, there's an accountability piece. You have to be accountable and you have to be responsible, right? Accountability just basically means is declare what you want to do and where you want to be and declare that to your senior. And declare that to the world and start making declarations and do everything you can, right, to meet that goal and let your team hold you accountable for that, you know, and that accountability piece is important. And then be responsible, right? Be responsible meaning when you execute and you bring in your team and you're building your team, you now have a responsibility to help them just like you have been helped. Don't leave them out here. You know, a lot of times the engagement and involvement of people happens when they are building their team. When they're not building their team and they're not responsible to anybody, that's when they start to feel down, or they feel like things aren't growing because they're not bringing in nobody. They're not, you know, recruiting. They're not prospecting. They're not, you know, showing the plan. They're not doing the three-way call. They're not getting that C number, because the bottom line is a C number. This is a C number and A number business. Execution, money-making activities is the key. And when you're not doing those things, that's when you start feeling stuck. So the accountability piece is doing what you are going to do, doing what you say you're going to do as a consultant, and then as a leader, holding them accountable to do that. And then once they are starting to meet those metrics and do those things, now you have a responsibility to your team to make sure you help them be successful and meet the need and help their team be successful. And then on top of that, and this kind of goes into what me and you talked about, Deborah, about the fact that, you know, people you got to learn how to move on, because sometimes the draining that you have is from the person that you felt didn't do the business, or that person you thought was going to go crazy in the business and do something, and they didn't do anything. That's draining, and that can make you stuck, because you're not stuck. You know, you're not stuck in the business. You're stuck on the person that didn't do what you thought they were gonna do. So you're feeling down and you're feeling stuck. You know, one of the things that, you know, Brian McClure said about at Power Trip, which was about a month back, was as a consultant, you know, you got to be a great nectar detector. And so one of the theme, you know, of the themes of the Power Trip, and you can even see it on this flyer, is the hummingbird. The hummingbird is super duper 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 fast, because the hummingbird has to hit, I would say like 1,500 or something plants a day to get enough nectar to nourish that hummingbird for the day. So the hummingbird moves that fast by design, literally to survive. So it moves from point A to point B, one plant, one flower to the next flower to the next flower, detecting the nectar. But the key to that is the hummingbird doesn't stay at a certain plant too long, especially with a plant that has no nectar, meaning you can't stick with somebody who's not, you know, really providing, you know, or helping or building or moving in the business. Even if the person told you that they're going to do this, if they don't give no nectar, you got to learn to move on. You know, you have to learn to move on. I told my team this analogy. I said, you got to be able to detect the juice. If your team got the juice or the anointing or the execution strategies, or that your rock star, you got to be the person that detects the nectar. You got to do that, not just for that person, but for yourself. The lifeblood of your business or your organization is somebody who's excited and who's motivated and who's engaged. I can't tell you how good it is to feel, good it is to have a person come in your business who's as excited as you are and who executes like you. And that's what you're looking for, somebody that can execute like you. But be careful, because if you're not the kind of person that executes or tries or pushes hard in the business, you cannot recruit who you aren't. You will only recruit who you are, right? You will only recruit the type of person that you are. And then you'll find yourself again in that space where they're not doing what you think they should. Well, you sometimes also need to evaluate yourself and look at what you're doing or not doing in your organization to help that person be everything they are. You know, one of the reasons why my team and I have my team is really moving in this executive organization, they're really, really working, really working. One of the reasons is they have somebody in the business that quit their job, that sacrificed, that goes above and beyond to push in their business, that is professional, that educates, that tries, that does everything he possibly can to make sure they're successful. So guess what type of people I'm recruiting? Those kind of people that sees that, and they want to duplicate that process. They want to duplicate that sacrifice. They want to now do that with their team. They want to now become that with their team, because they see the person that brought them in doing it. They see it. They also are super duper, you know, impressed with the fact, well, Jake, you quit your job. You jumped. If you can do it, right, just like I thought I saw with Erica, if you can do it, I can do it, right? I can do this. And what are you doing? And then you start to get the full duplication, not just in process, but in mind, right? You get people now, you know, duplicating the thought process. Now you get people to start thinking they could do certain things that you are able to do, and that time and that while you're now educating them, and they're taking that on, and so now the duplication is not like you, but it becomes higher than you, because now you're able to give them more than what you were given. You know, you can give them what you've learned. You can give them because now they're engaged. And it creates a momentum, right? That's when we get into the whole momentum piece, because you're at a high level of execution, with the duplication and the higher level duplication of your organization. And that's what creates that momentum.
Fantastic.
Yes,
ma'am. You always say so much. you know, I'm gonna ask another question. What's your greatest victory or accomplishment?
So you would say an ambit? Would you say an ambit or?
Yeah, I would say an ambit. Well, you know what? Give us two things. Like, just,
okay.
You know, briefly. But, yeah, give us two things, even if it's outside of ambit.
Awesome. Well, I would say outside, I would say salvation. And then, you know, marry my wife. Shout out to my wife, by the way, Laquita Hughes. We're doing some really, really amazing things now. That was just some really, really great achievements. But I would also say if we would, you know, talk about ambit, you know, there's a certain type of satisfaction when you believe something really, really strong and it actually happens. So it could go either way when you quit your job. So the greatest accomplishment for me was getting to the executive consultant level in ambit. And you know, the kind of organization that has been achieved through that. But, you know, I think the process for that was super amazing. When you believe something so hard and you sacrifice for what you believe, you trust God for what you believe, and then you actually achieve what you believe before it happens, right? When you have faith in something, you know, which is, you know, the substance of things hoped for, something that you really don't see yet, it actually happens exactly the way that God gave it to you. It's something real supernatural about that to me, that I really kind of hold dear, because if that happened, right, and it happened and you believe and it caused that kind of growth when you believe, you know, guess what? It increases your faith for the next thing. It causes you to grow. It transforms you. It causes you to have a knowing. It causes you to have a resolve. And that is, you know, that's something that really you can't take back. It's like getting your college degree, right? You get your college degree, you get that degree. Nobody can take that degree away from you. It's like when you achieve, you know, this level after the sacrifice and the work and the, it's like something, you know, the understanding of that people can't take away. And I would say that in ambit would be one of the greatest achievements.
Fantastic. Guys, I'm going to just go over a couple of highlights of things that Jake said. And faith and believing in what you have in your hands. I can't tell people enough that once ambit is in your heart, it's in you, and I mean, it sounds like Jake, you're like me. It was in your heart. You were drinking the Kool-Aid within. Well, as soon as you saw a presentation, basically, it's so important to know that what you have in your hands is this big, and have that faith in it. It really is. One of the things that you said is making people accountable. Guys, set some goals. Make your team accountable, and don't sit on the people. I guess it goes right back to saying, walk with walkers, run with the runners. But if you do have to move on when you have people that aren't, you have to go look for new people. When you have people that aren't really producing in your team, you do have to just go out and find some new people and, you know, work on that hummingbird scenario. and then make sure you're duplicating. Make sure everything you show your team is duplicatable. Right? And then you'll get some momentum. Jake, I can't thank you for enough for being on the call. I always love talking to you. I love hearing you. If anybody ever gets a chance to hear Jake sing, he's a fantastic singer. Go on YouTube, check him out. I think that about wraps it up then.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I just want to thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Amber, for inviting me on this call. I'm super appreciative of you guys. I am so super appreciative, too, that you guys made the decision that you guys made, and you didn't have to make it. We have a bomb Indiana team because of you guys and because of the decision that you made. So I'm appreciative that you've always been supportive, and I thank you guys for supporting. I mean, to be honest with you, supporting Ambit as a whole, you're on this call doing this call with Richard and Mary Mueto, and you guys are just, you know, a treasure to Ambit, and I just want to say I appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you, Jake. That's very nice of you.
All right, so at this point, we're going to unmute the line, right, Deb? And we're going to let everybody say thank you. And, Jake, again, thank you so much. We appreciate you. It was a fantastic call. So, Deb, go ahead and unmute it so everyone can say thanks.
Okay.